You didn't know we have a zombie in the watch, Clarence?
No, sir, I haven't been back to the city in 5 years.
He swallowed.
I gather things have changed.
Horribly so, in Clarence Chinney's opinion. Being consul to Slovenia had been an easy job, which left him a lot of time to get on with his business. And then the big semaphore towers marched through all along the valley, and suddenly Ankh-Morpork was an hour away. Before the clacks, a letter from Ankh-Morpork would take more than 2 weeks to get to him, and so no one worried if he took a day or two to answer it. Now people expect a reply overnight. He'd been quite glad when Borogravia had destroyed several of those wretched towers, and then all hell had been let loose.
"We've got all sorts in the watch," said Vimes. "And we bloody well need 'em now, Clarence, with Slovenians and Borogravians scrapping in the streets over some damned quarrel that began 1,000 years ago. It's worse than dwarfs and trolls, all because someone's great to the power of umpteen grandmother slapped the face of someone's great ditto uncle. Borogravia and Slovenia can't even agree on a border. They chose the river, and that changes course every spring. Suddenly the Clacks Towers are now on Borogravian soil, or mud, anyway. So the idiots burn them down for religious reasons.
There is more to it than that, sir, said Chinney.
Yes, I know. I read the history. The annual scrap with Slovenia is just a local derby. Borogravia fights everybody. Why?
National pride, sir.
What in? There's nothing there. There's some tallow mines, and they're not bad farmers, but there's no great architecture, no big libraries, no famous composers, no very high mountains, no wonderful views. All you can say about the place is that it isn't anywhere else. What's so special about Borogravia?
I suppose it's special because it's theirs. And, of course, there's Nuggan, sir, their god. I've brought you a copy of the Book of Nuggan.
I looked through one back in the city, Chinney, said Vimes. Seemed pretty
That wouldn't have been our recent addition, sir, and I suspect it wouldn't be our... very current, that far from here. This one is more up to date, said Chinney, putting a small but thick book on the desk.
Up to date? What do you mean, up to date? Said Vimes, looking puzzled. Holy writ gets written. Do this, don't do that. No coveting your neighbour's ox.
Nuggan doesn't just leave it at that, sir. He, updates things. Mostly the abominations, to be frank.
Vimes took the new copy. It was noticeably thicker than the one he'd brought with him.
It's what they call a living testament, Chinney explained. They... well, I suppose you could say they die if they're taken out of Borogravia. They no longer get added to. The latest abominations are at the end, sir, he said helpfully.
This is a holy book with an appendix?
Exactly, sir.
In a ring binder?
Quite so, sir. People put blank pages in, and the abominations turn up.
You mean magically?
I suppose I mean religiously, sir.
Vimes opened a page at random.
Chocolate, he said. He doesn't like chocolate.
Yes, sir, that's an abomination.
Garlic? Well, I don't much like it either, so fair enough. Cats?
Oh, yes, he really doesn't like cats, sir.
Dwarfs? It says here, the dwarfish race which worships gold are an abomination unto Nuggan.
He must be mad. What happened? Oh, the dwarfs that were here sealed their minds and vanished, your Grace.
I bet they did. They know trouble when they see it, said Vimes.
He let your Grace pass this time. Chinney clearly derived some satisfaction from talking to a duke. He leafed through the pages and stopped.
Colour blue?
Correct, sir.
What's abominable about the colour blue? It's just a colour. The sky is blue.
Yes, sir. Devout Nugganites try not to look at it these days.
Chinney had been trained as a diplomat. Some things he didn't like to say directly.
Nuggan, sir, is rather... tetchy,
he managed.
Tetchy? Said Vimes. A tetchy god? What, he complains about the noise their kids make? Objects to loud music after 9 p.m?
We get the Ankh-Morpork Times here, sir, eventually, and I'd say that Nuggan is very much like the kind of people who write to its letter column, you know, sir, the kind who sign their letters disgusted with Ankh-Morpork.